let me just back it up, rewind real quick. This is episode 108. We have the great Gerard Hall coming on, that payroll guy. We got a big announcement with him, you know, partnering with him on the project that we're really excited about.
Welcome to our podcast, It's About Payroll. We're your hosts, Brian Escobar and Walter William Duncan III. Whether you're new to the payroll game or a seasoned veteran, we have something for you.
Welcome back, folks. This is episode 108. Very cool, very special episode coming up, only because we got a friend of the show coming on. Before we get into all that, how you holding up, Walt?
I'm all right, man. It's Sunday. The heat lost.
Okay. All right. You could tell the people, bro. You got a migraine, man. You're not feeling good. You could tell the people. This is a safe place for us.
A little bit of a headache right now, yeah, but I'm all right.
All right, so if Walt is real quiet, not himself, folks, you know why. He's pushing through. The devil's a liar. That's how it happens when we're doing things, good things in life. In Spanish, and my coach, you heard me say this before, we call it mal de ojo. It's the evil eye, right? And the Greek culture also believes in this. Oh, and the Jewish culture also. A lot of cultures believe in this. And Italians, I think, too, they do something with their hand or some shit. And it.
We're all cultured over there.
No, I just know all my people, all the cultures that don't go by that. And then folks wear things like we put things on babies when they're born, like in culture to protect them from it. I know the Greek culture wears literally wears the eye or something blue, I think it is. So yeah, man, yo, look, you know how it is. It's either one or the other, right? So when I'm off, Walt is good. And he's like, we good, Brian, you good.
When Walt's off,
I'm good. I'm like, brother, we good. Blessings, peace. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on, but I knew he needed some good words earlier and whatnot. And we just going through it, folks. We just grinding. That's how it is. When they see two people doing something good, there's going to be haters.
Yeah.
Haters going to hate. I think Cat Williams said it best. He's like, I love my haters. The haters going to hate. He really addresses it well. You know what I mean?
No, that's good, man. That's good. Thank you for saying that. And something that one of my friends told me about is right now in the time that we're living in, we all could use some more emotional fortitude.
Heck yeah.
You know, and it's tough because you may be going through in your relationship, on your finances, and your family, or whatever it may be.
Yep.
There's all this pressure that we're all facing in life.
Yep.
We all need a helping hand, and we all could use some more emotional fortitude. That's why I admire, one of the things I admire about you is because you're usually one of the people that are like always strong and always consistent and stuff like that.
Thank you.
And
it makes me think of, so I was just on, I remember the podcast I was telling you about. Yeah. I was a guest on a podcast called, I think the company is called Francis. And it's like Francis, Francis. And there's a whole story behind it. I was talking to, name is Keenan. Great cat. Really good dude. I can't wait. I got to hit him back to see when this posts and when it airs and all that. And I'll share with everybody. Mm-hmm. But his company is about spreading positivity, right? And we caught his attention because it was like we were talking about positive things for the youth and the upcoming episode the last season, talking about getting young people excited about payroll and HR and blah, blah, more so payroll really. But anywho, his business, and I'll have more. He agreed to come back on the show. So I got to hit him up or come on our show rather. So I got to hit him up and schedule that out. But it's just all about positivity and wellness is what he's preaching. And not preaching, but really sharing. And one of his services is you get a text every day and it's something positive. Mm. And you can do the interactive journal, digital journal with this.
Oh, that's nice.
And he doesn't track any of your PII. All he has is your phone number and it's just a digital. Now, if you want to escalate the relationship, you can through this, but he's not. Mm-hmm. He's not being intrusive out the gate. That just made me think about that. And you're right. We all need more positivity and all that. I'm a little bit more laid back with this intro as we wait for Gerard to get in because he's fam, right? So I'm like, oh, if he jumps in while we're talking, he'll be like, hold on, Gerard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But let's go ahead and get into these articles, man. And I'll go first, bro. Look, I'll do all the talking if you want. Just let me know how you feel. Yeah, I don't want to, you know. Our first, and let me just back it up, rewind real quick. This is episode 108. We have the great Gerard Hall coming on, that payroll guy. We got a big announcement with him, you know, partnering with him on a little project that we're really excited about. And before we get into that, like always, we're going to do some pay news. excuse me, bro. Man, I'm sorry, man.
You okay?
Nah, I'm feeling a little sick. Ah, which reminds me, crap, man, I need to put in my sick time.
Oh, what system do you use?
Oh, TimeTrack Go, the simply better employee time clock software that is going to make your life easier. I don't know if you know, man, but it already has a unique graphical employee time card, and it's awesome because it helps you quickly identify and fix the mistakes.
That's right. Now that you say that, they just announced the addition of an automatic PTO accrual earnings, so you can say goodbye to those manual calculations. TimeTrack Go's new automatic PTO accrual feature takes the hassle out of tracking those earned and accrued times, assuring accuracy and consistency for both employees and HR teams.
Oh, that's golden. That's awesome. You know what? That's right. I remember that. I read that you can choose from various rules like yearly, monthly, pay period, hourly, and hourly percentage to seamlessly align with your company's policies. It includes new state sick leave. Awesome, because I'm not feeling good. That's going to help. And you can do vacation hours that automatically increase with length of service.
Man, like, how could someone find out what a simply better solution could do for their business?
Oh, to learn more, they're always doing a 14-day free trial. Someone should go to their website at www.timetrackgo.com. That's TimeTrackGo.com. Or if they want to call, the number is 888-321-9922. Let's go.
Let's go.
This first article is from Inc. Magazine, and it's "Your Workers Might Want to Quit in 2024. Here's why." And it's a new LinkedIn survey found that more workers want to switch jobs this year, but this doesn't mean it's another great resignation, right? So what they're saying is LinkedIn surveyed over 1,000 U.S. workers, and 85% of workers say they're considering switching jobs this year, and it's up from 27% from last year. 85% is big.
What?
That's a lot. That's most people, right? So we've been
breaking... almost 9 people. 85.
Folks, we've been breaking down these percentages in ways to make more sense, right? Because I'm always telling, whoa, bro, I don't know. These percentages don't make sense. It takes me too much time to figure it out. So he's articulating it well for us, right? He's like, wait a minute. So that means out of 10 people, that's 8.5, that's almost 9 people in a room out of 10 that want to switch jobs. That's everybody, right? Everybody wants to change jobs. So that's a headache for payroll, because that means like the turnover rate is just going to spike this year. And
oh my gosh.
Hiring, 85%. Firing. And it's crazy because it makes me think of what you had covered our article a few weeks back. And it was like the price of losing someone or having to replace someone, right? And the cost that going into that, because now you got to post a new job, right? You got to train this person for X amount of months. So, yeah, it's all the things that a company would have to go through to replace someone and the cost of that. So if 9 people out of 10, 85% of the workforce wants to change this year, that's going to be a lot of transactions going on, payroll, a lot of final
pays.
That's
crazy to think about, man.
Yes.
That's crazy to think about.
Yep.
But, well, I guess not. If I tie 2 and 2 together,
uh-huh.
And I'm not trying to stay here too long, but I'm just thinking about it. 78% of us live paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
So maybe that 78%, that 80%, ties into that 85%. And maybe those, so maybe those two are coincide a little bit here.
Yeah.
Why those people want to quit or change their jobs.
Yeah. See, look, even with a headache, Walt was putting the pieces together. Because you're right. If and the reason is we shared on, I gotta start tracking this stuff better. But one of these shows with these paid news updates, we talked about, and I think it was with Bart Vander, Vanderstorm's show, and I talked about the reasons why folks are living paycheck to paycheck. And one of the, in the top four, one of them was an increase in not having enough earnings. So there you go. Yep. It definitely has an overlap there.
It all ties together, man.
Yeah, it all ties together, man. And we do see that companies are trying to be aggressive with pay. And you said, we're covering it all, folks. But yeah, it does make sense. It makes sense, man. And it ties into a lot of things we've been reporting on. So that was my point. But yeah, before we get too far down that rabbit hole, what you got for us, sir?
Yeah. So mine is going to be short and sweet here. Indeed.com put out a article about some certifications that may assist people out there who need more money and want more money and stuff like that. So I'm not going to go through everything here, but what I will say is just the main note that I have highlighted, or even that's even highlighted on the article, is that most industries have some form of certification that will likely increase your chances of higher pay, better job prospects, and new career opportunities. It's true. You think about it from the childcare standpoint, which is something that I've done a lot in my career, and you have done education and childcare in your career.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And those teachers getting first aid, CPR certified, and other certifications that they can get greatly increases their chances and stuff like that. So it talks about like different certifications, project management certifications, business analyst certifications. Yep.
I'm scrolling through now. It's crazy. I didn't even know about some of these.
Supply chain certifications.
Yeah.
Different things that you can get. Marketing, skill trade. There's different certifications for HR, payroll, sales, accounting. Yep. There's a bunch of different jobs out here that you can get certifications for and have a chance to impact your pay and get your pay. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're one of those people who are listening and you're in one of these fields or you're one of these industries, and you don't have a degree, think about a certification.
Yeah. I would like to see, honestly, and honestly, I have my bachelor's and I got an associate's, I got my bachelor's, but I would like to see it move toward that type of, education, where it's skill-based and it's certification-based, where you can just get you can get very focused certifications on things that you want to learn, right? And they make it smaller and modular and not this grand, you got to go to school for 2 years. And it's already changing because think about it. You can get an online degree in almost any level in 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, 18 months. Colleges are already being faced with these challenges and they are changing the way that people are learning. So I'd like to see it move in that direction instead of these, you have to get a 4-year degree. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And think about it. People are opting. Think about it. If you think about it in terms of cost, if you don't have a scholarship or if you don't have a grant or whatever to help you with the education piece, some people are saying, I don't want to take a student loan, $50,000 to get some degree.
That's actually a cheat.
And I can just take the certification for a couple hundred dollars, several hundred dollars.
Well, cheaper. Several thousand is probably more. So, the micros, right? Depending on how you do it, you know? I would like to see it.
Yes.
What's up, bro?
The man, the myth, the legend himself.
Nothing much.
You're looking good, too. You're getting slim on us over here, man. What's going on?
It must be a camera trick because ain't nothing coming out over here. I can promise you that.
It's the black hoodie, man. It's the black hoodie. That's all. Oh, man. Yo, so good to see you, brother. How have you been?
Good. Tired, but good.
I hear you. Sorry for your loss, man.
Long drive. Yep.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yes, sir. The man, the myth, the legend, Gerard Hall is with us. And we were just cutting it up on some news updates about just, I already forgot, basically why people are changing work. They say 85% of the workforce is going to change, is looking to change jobs this year. LinkedIn did a survey, and then Walt had a pay news update on getting different certifications for different career industries, which will lead us into our conversation. But before we get into the big news, man, what's new, man? How have you been? What's going on in your life?
I've been good. I'm just glad year end is over, even though it's we're in the second quarter now. But for those who may not know, we deal with year end for more than just January.
That's right.
So outside of that, just working on process alignments. I did get promoted last time we talked. Now the director of operations of a company.
I saw that. And
then my business was thriving. I just went through my first cohort with the FPC prep course.
Yes. How's that?
It was great. I have 100% pass rate. I like to keep my 100% pass rate.
Oh, man. Look, do a little debt. Yes. See, now that's a lot of pressure, because if I go through your cohort, I'm like, dang, I got to make my boy proud. I got to pass.
Yes.
Hey, you got to keep it at 100%. First person who takes my 100%, we're going to have some problems. No, I'm just kidding.
That's big. That's huge. Congratulations.
That's amazing.
Congratulations. I appreciate that. Yes. Thank you.
I love everything that I've seen in the last, I want to say year, but it's probably been a lot sooner. You hit 16 years with CBiz or something like that.
That's right.
The promotion, the person, the course. I was like, yes, doing it. And by the way, I hope that you get an uptick, because I talk about, so I've been doing some payroll teaching as well. And as a resource, I've been like, hey, W-4 came up, right? I'm doing a 101 junior, getting into it in a beginner, so to speak. And the W-4 comes up, and I'm like, hey, if you get stuck, go check out that payroll guy as a resource. And so, I'm pushing. Folks are like, after the class, they're like, wait, what was that website again? That payroll who? And I need that. And I was like, yes, it's a great resource and tool. So, yeah, much love there, man. I'm so proud to see what you're doing. So happy to know you, man. Those who don't know, Gerard is really one of the first – one of the first people to give us feedback, period. And then the first influencer to give us feedback, and that thumbs up, keep it going, guys. You're doing something right. And that was everything for us. That's why we're here today, a year, 2 years later now, just still thriving and doing it. And we love Gerard very much for that. Yeah, man, I'm excited. The FPC class, you beat me to the punch here, man. You're taking away.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. What we wanted to announce is that It's About Payroll is going to sponsor education grant for one of the students for his next cohort for Gerard's FPC prep course. And we're really excited to do that. We don't know how yet. We have to figure out the logistics and how we do it, but that's neither here nor there. It's out in the world. We'll put a post out and we'll figure it out. And Gerard, if you have any ideas on maybe they got to write a letter or write an essay or something, and why they deserve it, or even nominate someone else on why they deserve it. Or if you just know of someone that's deserving of it, then let's do it. We'll take a next month. Oh, so wait, a good question is, when does your next cohort start?
So I am working through the logistics of that now, but it will start over the summertime. I try to do my cohorts in line with the testing period.
Yes.
The next testing period isn't until September through October.
Perfect.
So I'll more than likely do it around the July, August timeframe.
Perfect. Okay. So we got plenty of time, folks. When you hear this show and you see this episode, if you need or want to reach out, let's start that dialogue. We'll have a few months to figure out how we pick the winner. We're having trouble. We'll push out some marketing, and we'll definitely announce who it is if they want to be put on the spotlight. And we're just super excited to do this with Gerard. The timing was perfect, because we didn't even know he was doing his first one. The timings was just great. We just reached out and was like, oh yeah, I'm starting this now. I was like, what? Yeah. What's up?
It was something that Brian always talked about.
Yeah.
Giving somebody a scholarship for education or something. And then when you connected with Gerard, you were just like, man, like, it's perfect timing. Who better than Gerard? Mm-hmm. You know? So it's
no
great.
No one better. Yep. Exactly right. So
no one better, but I get what you're trying to say. I appreciate that.
What? I don't know anybody else better. Look, us right here got the U.S. on lock. Who else in the Jody? Jody Parsons. She was on the show too. No, that's okay. True. There's some power. Yeah, she was on. She was amazing with Jody Parsons. We had some really great people this past season on for payroll guests.
Sarah.
Yeah, Chastney. It was really good. We're gonna see them all in Nashville. We hope to meet you there too. Yep. See?
I'll be there. I'll be speaking. Man. I'll actually be teaching two classes in Nashville. One of the classes.
Do you know what schedule it is?
My calendar does. but I do know I'm speaking twice that week.
I'm gonna hit. Okay.
And I know what I'm speaking on.
Oh, what are you speaking on?
I am speaking on changing payroll frequencies, and then this one's a little scary for me. But I'm teaching on how to fill out the W-4.
Ooh, are you kidding right now?
That'll be good.
That's hilarious. Oh, man, that's good. Those are great topics for you. Walt just changed payroll frequencies this past year. Was it this past year or 2 years ago now?
It was 2023.
It was 23. So, yeah, in the last year and change, yeah, which was huge. That was way, oh, my goodness, what a feat that was. So that's going to be a great conversation. I'm going to email you. You changed yours too?
We changed ours in 2023. We changed our hourly employees. Ooh. Everybody used to be semi-monthly, but we changed our hourly employees to be bi-weekly.
Yes. Yeah. I'm surprised. Wow. That's a good one because we've had to, you know, educate folks. Well, isn't semi-monthly good? And I'm like, yeah, semi-monthly is good for salary people, but if you got an hourly, it's better to do bi-weekly with a 5 or 7 day lag. So yeah, it's just best practice from the policymakers themselves. You see how they're leading the pack.
Even pay periods, 10 days, no 9, 10, 11 work days, all that stuff, that goes away, man.
It just made it more consistent, especially for our hourly people. And then we had some of our divisions that were actually paying current semi-monthly. So then we were paying overtime the next pay period, which ends up being a complete disaster trying to explain to an employee how that all works.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. I love it. Yes. And Gerard, we also give you one day I'm going to give you some real flowers, but like your flowers, when we talk about customer service, right? And look, we do another show now. It's about your paycheck. And we're only about 26 shows in on that one. Fairly new. Still finding our groove, still trying to find the right what to deliver to the folks. And it's for anybody who gets a paycheck. And we always kind of credit you as being the person who put the battery in our back to do that. And just look, we need more employee customer service out there. And yeah, man, so hopefully you're proud of that and we can make you proud, man. We're trying to just keep this payroll train rolling and keeping people informed, man. It's crazy because one of the final things that really made it happen for us was like last year I went back home to New York, unfortunately, for a funeral as well. And one of my boys was just like, yo, I'm having a problem with my check. I was like, oh, yeah, well, let me know. And I didn't think he was serious. I seen him. We were at the repat and then we go back into family later and he brought it with him. He's like, boom. I was like, oh, and it was crazy. And it was crazy because it's just basically the period end date was not flagged properly. It was just in a box and it just had no description. It was just a date there. And I was like, this is probably your period end date, but all you got to do is ask your HR or payroll department, whatever it is. Hopefully he did it. It was a new job for him. He was like, I don't want to. And we talk about that too. We get into how people are like scared to ask questions because they need to keep their job. And I'm scared of losing my job. And I'm like, come on. If you're at a company that can't answer some basic questions for you guys, like that's tough to be at. And it's just little things like that just pushed us like, yo, we got to start doing this. We have to do this. And we just did it. We're out there. We're doing it. We're going to start sharing more on LinkedIn because we just started at TikTok and then we moved it to Facebook and we're in both places. And then we just realized, all right, we could just share this everywhere now. It's developing and it was all because, you laid out the groundwork for that and just made it seem, we got to do that. That's right. He's right.
It's awesome work. Because the thing about it is most people forget, like this is our life. So we know how to do this. We do it like, it's like riding a bicycle for us.
Yes.
The sad part is there's 100 million employees that don't understand their check. They know, okay, it's right. I guess that's right. Now yeah. they know how to count. They know if their overtime is missing yes. or if they ain't getting paid on time.
Yes,
outside right. of yes. that, it's just like, all right, boom, that's correct. And that's really yeah. not, that's really what we don't want. We want people to be educated yes. and making sure that they are being paid appropriately.
Exactly. Yes. I've had a yes. young person that I spoke to also recently, again, didn't know the codes on the check. They thought the Medi was, ooh, I must have medical benefits. And I was like, no, probably not. Maybe.
Not quite.
But I knew the person was part-time. I knew they had just started the job. So I'm like, it's probably Medicare. But it was just yeah. little things like that. And yeah, again, just getting the fuel to keep doing it. I was like, yes, this is great. We're in the right vein here. We'll get a groove at some point, but we just got to keep being intentional about it. And that's it, man. Just keep doing it. We had Bart Vanderstorm on. We recorded with him
okay.
this morning. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I got his book. Mm-hmm. It's good so far. I'm just going through it, but it's good. And I'm proud, man. I'm happy to see more books out there that are not textbooks about payroll. Like,
all books. Right.
What's up?
Speaking of books, when are you two gentlemen going to write your books?
I don't. Who is there? Somebody else here that he's talking to? Oh, you're asking me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, I would love to. I've had some thoughts behind it.
Huh?
I have way too much going on right now to commit to anything. Because I'm the person that if I commit, I need to be 100%.
Yes.
And so if I can't be 100%, I just hold it to the side. So
agreed.
Gotcha.
More to you come.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And we may motivate each other. What I think now that I'm teaching, I think that it's starting to form, right? The thoughts, the ideas. And I think that's what Bart, he did. I think he taught because it said, but anywho, but I feel like when you start teaching and presenting and things like that, you start to get more of, okay, now I know what my voice is, what I want to say.
Right.
And it's starting to form. So I think more to come, like you said. But look, for me, there's only two authors out there, Anita LaTinque and Bart Vanderstorm. That's it. So there's plenty of room. Just like when we started this podcast, there was only one other payroll podcast. Now, everybody got a payroll podcast. You know what I'm saying?
So you get a payroll podcast. You get a payroll podcast.
That's right. Look, I like to think that me and Walter motivated everybody else, because when we first started doing it, we were like, hey, come join us. There's nobody doing it with us. Yeah, I'd love to see it. I think there's plenty of room out there for us. And like Bart said, there's plenty of room for the different ideas. Everybody has a different voice in this.
Yes,
everybody's going to come from a different place, right? I'm excited to see that. I'm excited. I know, one day you're going to do it. You know, we're both Pi Day guys. So the mind is there, right? The motivation
is there.
The mind is there. You're going to do it at some point. Maybe not now, but you're going to do it. That's awesome, man. How's the family, bro? Good?
Family's good. Girls are growing. My oldest will be 10 this summer, which is wild to think that I have a 10-year-old. But here we are. Both of them are in school, so I will say Monday through Friday is wonderful after 7:15 p.m.
There you go.
When the bus comes and picks them up.
Yep, a.m.
I mean, a.m. Right. Yes. Right. Thank you.
We're going to let you go.
I was like, he got him in night school?
Yeah.
I wish.
Oh, gosh. Yes, that's right. Man, I got you 10. You're happy. I got 20, 12, and my youngest is 10.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I got all the different phases in life that you have to deal with at the same time. It's just, God bless, man. Beautiful family. Gerard shares some pics on LinkedIn every now and then. So that's dope to see. Well, listen, before we let you go, we've been starting to play a game with our guests now. It's called This or That, and you can pick one or the other, both or neither. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. And it helps folks get to know a little bit about us beyond payroll, right? Oh, you know what? Being that said, we're going to have to make one for me and you, Walt. I make yours and you make mine, and we could do it like that. But anywho,
yeah.
I'm going to start off the first three, and Walt's going to finish you out.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. All right. You ready?
Yep. I'm ready.
Buttermilk pancakes or buttermilk biscuits or pancakes?
Pancakes.
Okay.
Not a big biscuit person. Like,
really?
Biscuits are okay. A good apple butter or apple jelly, grape jelly is good, but a buttermilk pancake. Well, hopefully it's a buttermilk
pancake. Or it's a buttermilk pancake. Yeah, that's why I got
Definitely a pancake.
All right. Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy?
Wheel of Fortune. Ooh. Wheel of Fortune, I feel a lot smarter on. I've always been. I used to do the crypto quips in the newspaper and the scrambles and stuff like that. Jeopardy, if it's Teen Jeopardy, I feel like I'm extremely smart.
No
Regular
doubt.
Jeopardy,
no
not so much.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Agreed. Reading or writing?
I like them both, but I probably side more with writing. So my wife makes me write all of the letters or anything that we have to write because she claims my penmanship is amazing, even though I think it looks like crap. But I'm a writer and okay. Not that this is any kind of plug, but I just picked up a Remarkable tablet. Are you familiar with the Remarkable tablet?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
So I have always been I can type up stuff all day long, but as far as taking notes, I can remember things when I write them down. And I've tried so many different things over the years that have not been successful. I picked up a Remarkable about 2 months ago.
How do you
like
it?
Best thing that's ever happened.
Wait, so again, this isn't a plug, but I'm curious now, can you transfer it integration wise? You just email yourself or something and it's digital?
You sure can. So it's cloud based. So all my notes also come on that to the application.
Okay.
And a good thing about it is you can transfer PDFs. So like I can take a PDF from my computer, send it to my Remarkable, sign stuff, annotate stuff, and then send it back.
Shut up. Oh, wow. See. Yeah, you might.
I'm going to have to get one.
Yeah. Now. No, me too, because I just recently, I'm a notebook person, my notebook somewhere around here. And just recently I switched to going digital. So I'm using OneNote just to kind of, and it's definitely better, but I do miss the, and it's so quicker to get to the note part of it instead of, oh, wait, I have to find my section and wait. Blah, blah, blah. It's, yeah. Oh, man. So that's a good call out. All right.
Because like you said, the OneNote, I tried the OneNote and like you said, it got me to the digital side, but it still wasn't. It wasn't my trusty notebook.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that's dope. All right. Walt's going to finish you out here.
All right.
All right. Papa Do's or Red Lobster?
Ooh, Papa Do's. Red Lobster is not real seafood. I am a seafoodie by all means.
Yes.
Red Lobster, the Cheddar Bay biscuits aren't even where they are anymore.
Yeah.
So it's definitely Papa Do's for me. That's more real seafood.
Gotcha.
I don't even know why you put those two together. That's apples and oranges. But I'll let you have it.
Okay, thanks. Meant no offense. Number 5, Google Docs or Word?
It's Word for me only because Google Docs are cool. I like you can annotate stuff a lot easier. You can actually see the person typing if they're.
Yeah.
But I'm a classic Office guy. Give me Word, Office, Access, Excel, and PowerPoint, and I'm good to go.
No doubt. No doubt. Nice. Me too.
All right. Then the last one, the 4th of July or New Year?
The New Year.
Yeah.
I'll keep that one short but I have my reasons why it's not the 4th of July.
No doubt.
Okay. Definitely celebrate New Year. Although in the payroll world, let me just throw this out there.
Yes.
We should have a payroll New Year that starts February 1st because it's tough. You're like, yo, we're going into New Year.
Oh.
Sending out hundreds of thousands of W-2s and filing and answering a million questions.
Oh.
And so all the resolutions you make in late December, like, this is what I'm going to do for the next year. Just put those on pause until February because we're a little busy.
Yes. No, we're going to start it. That's it. It's going to be
like that.
Payroll
like that.
New Year starts February 1st.
Right.
The payroll pros. Yes, I like it. Bro, if you don't mind, we usually end the show with a safe talk session. We were doing it separately as a separate show, and now we're dropping those as lost tapes because we were doing so much. At one point, we did like four different shows, and it was craziness. And we're just like, let's get it together here. And good effort, but okay, now what we did is, and it made more sense, right? We added, we were doing a pay new show. And we were doing the Safe Talk show. And we just made them segments within these two shows. So we started the show with Pay News. Yeah. That's what we were yapping about when you got on. Okay. And then we end the show with the Safe Talk segment. And we usually drop folks off for you family, and we want to keep you on here for a little longer. And the Safe Talk question today is, finding a mentor a luxury or a requirement? And we'll let the guest of honor.
I was going to say, is that a question for me? Because I got my answer.
Yes.
A mentor is a requirement.
Oh, wow.
If you want to be successful in any industry you're in, not just payroll, within any industry, or if you just want to excel, mentorship really is what that person is doing in the process. A mentor is showing you where the ladder is, guiding you how to get to the ladder. Now, the ultimate purpose of mentorship is for that person who's being mentored to take the ladder and climb higher than the person. So a quality mentorship is, okay, I'm going to show you the guidance, I'm going to show you the way, but I want you to go past me. And then make sure once you go past me, you bring somebody to your ladder and get them to climb. I take mentorship extremely seriously. I've had people all the time, oh, can I get you to mentor? I have 4 mentees. And
oh, wow.
I meet with them biweekly. Well, I meet with one of them monthly and the other 3 biweekly, because I take it seriously. It's a very invested time. And I don't want to just have 50 people to say, oh, yeah, because I think it's serious. So my answer is definitely, it's not just a luxury. It's definitely a requirement.
Look how good that question is. Look how, wow, we had no idea, man. That's awesome. Now, how'd you find, because I would love to find a mentor. I wouldn't even know how to start, though. How do I find a mentor?
So the way I found the 2 mentors that I look to, we started, of course, through, one was through LinkedIn and one was somebody that I knew personally within the APA space.
Okay.
And so just sometimes it's as simple as 2 of my mentees reached out literally in my inbox and said, hey, I know this might be far-fetched and I know you got a lot going on, but would you be willing to take me under your wing and would you mind mentoring me? They were just that upfront. And so sometimes it's just, and for some people, I'm an extrovert, so that I could do that all day long. For somebody who's not, it's like, Jor, are you asking me to get in somebody's inbox that I really don't know and to ask for an mentor? You'd be surprised, because the 2 that did that, they were like, I couldn't believe you actually said yes. I just knew you were going to give me some, oh, well, I'd love to help and blah, blah, blah. And it's been a very fulfilling journey with the mentorship. So sometimes it's as simple as just jumping in the DMs in a good way.
Yes, in a good way. Yeah, for real. For real.
Oh,
wow. Gosh. Look at that, man. I had no idea. What an awesome surprise. Yeah. Look at that. Walt, we got to get mentors, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figure it out. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, that's a great way to end today's show. We're so excited to partner with Gerard on this education grant. More to come. We have a little bit of time before his next cohort starts. So please, while we wait, check out that payrollguy.com. Check us out. It's about your paycheck. It's about payroll. We love you. Walt, any parting words?
I'm good. Gerard, thank you. It's a blessing.
Thank
you so
much, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'll see y'all in Nashville.
Yes.
Before we sign off, here are a couple of quick things. Don't forget to follow It's About Payroll on LinkedIn and It's About Your Paycheck on Facebook and TikTok. Thank you for being a part of our payroll community, and thank you for being a part of this journey with us. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and most importantly, keep going.